Welcome to another episode of the Blue Crew. This one's going to be very interesting because I think we're going to do a couple different recordings. It is currently Friday night. You're on with Johnny Lazarus, your host, Cody Frankel, and Avery Zaretsky. We were supposed to talk to Jeremy Roenick tonight, but I think we're going to do that Sunday now. So this is like a little pre-intro of some sorts. I don't know where the fuck we're going to go with this. So one of you speak, and let's see where this goes.
The Rangers sucked yesterday.
Oh, they were terrible. Yeah, that was the worst Ranger game I've ever been in attendance for, by far.
I think we have to preface the fact that there's a 99% chance that they had their Halloween party the night before. And like I always say, the players, as much as they love the fans, at the same time, they also have lives, too. They probably got a little drunk last night or the night before or whatever.
It's this is okay. All assumption,
there's no excuses to that. I went Twitter out to dinner last night. I slicked back a couple margaritas, and I still attended and changed some baby's diapers. So there's no excuses.
You're a terrible athlete.
Yeah, but you probably put the diapers on backwards.
I'm a fucking beast. You're crazy, bro.
Also,
I'll dangle your
official.
Head.
I'm in Florida. New gigs. It's a special day.
Avery just put a pass cigar in his mouth
and has no intention of lighting it.
Avery's never smoked a cigar in his life, bro.
I'm like Glenn Sather. What do you mean I've never smoked a cigar?
You inhale?
I probably, at my much younger age than you, old man, I probably smoked more cigars than you.
Okay, I've smoked a cigar one time in my life.
That
fits.
That definitely fits. That, yeah. That hits.
I'm not chill enough for the cigar life.
No.
No, hard no.
yeah. All right. So anyways, so the Rangers sucked. They did not play well at all. Not good because the Predators are not a good team. And who do they have? Tomorrow, don't they have a West Coast trip?
Yeah, they're playing Seattle Saturday night, which we'll talk about probably after we do this. I don't know why we're doing this to begin with, but
because we rule.
Well, I'll explain why we're doing this. We were riffing, we were having a good time. I think the vibes are really good right now between the crew.
But we don't know what to talk about, it's just nonsense.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Who cares? I think people enjoy this. I think it's more about the personalization factor of what we can bring. We can be personal. It feels like someone's sitting down hanging out with us, and I think that's important.
You know what, Avery? You actually bring up a good point, and I actually got a really good topic I think that we can bring up.
Okay. But before that, I just want to say, Johnny, you've worn that hat like 19 days in a row.
I love this hat. It's a great hat.
Send me one.
I can try. Wait, I got to find – what was the stat that I'm looking for?
Also, Sunday, it's going to come out on Monday, but Cody and I will be reviewing Johnny Lazarus's questions to the media. Mm-hmm. So look out for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, I start my new job on Wednesday.
Whoa!
Oh, congrats.
It's fun starting a new job. I really like my new job. I don't know if you guys saw me dressed as a ref at the Panthers game. That was fun. I'm going to do more of that. I think the plan is to actually do officiating throughout, like go to Heat games as NBA refs, umpires to Marlins games. It's going to be a fun little bit.
Dude, so it would have been low-key. Sorry, John. I just want to say it would have been low-key unreal if you pulled like what they do at like football, baseball, and soccer stadiums and somehow got on the ice and just started running around.
Well, see, all right. So I thought about that, right? And I'm okay with getting banned here. But if it was like a full NHL ban, I probably wouldn't be able to live with it, which is probably what it would be.
But you're a ref fan now, so who cares? All right,
that
John,
is true.
Shoot it up.
I just want to give a shout out to one of our listeners, Peter Dempsey, for his antics in the DMs this past week. For starting with this one, are y'all still uploading to YouTube? Kind of miss seeing Avery's ugly mug.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't.
Pete and Avery have beef.
No, I mean, I don't really have beef with anybody right now. Maybe except for like my ex girlfriend, but other than that, everything else is good.
We don't even talk.
You have to bring that one up.
Are you name
dropping? Yeah.
Yeah, we're vibing, and you just bring that up.
Yeah, no, it's all good, dude. Look at this. Look
Boulevard
at this.
Of broken
you think,
dreams.
You think I'm having a bad day?
Again, Avery put the non-lit cigar. Yeah. In his
mouth. Well, I don't. It's a really good cigar. I don't want to waste it.
Is it a Cuban?
It's a Monte Cristo.
Sick, bro.
It's nice. It was a nice parting gift from my father.
Did he? Leave
trying to look for
family?
Other were there more funny DMs about Avery? I'm trying to see.
Yeah, dude, I'm ugly. Like, dude, girls don't like me.
You're still not ugly. You're actually
Johnny, what's
wow.
the
that,
topic
that was,
what
I appreciated that.
What's the topic you wanted to talk about?
It was that. I was just
trying. That's literally the topic you want to talk about, Avery.
Dude, I have nothing to talk about. I have to go. It's
okay,
Friday
the
night.
Only other thing we want to talk about is Johnny's been talking about this event that he has at 7 o'clock for 43 minutes while he actually longer about an hour now while he's made us sit in this lobby just talking about this 7 p.m. event. Well, it's 16 minutes to 7, and he's going to be late. And
also, Johnny doesn't seem to think that the fans want merch. So if we get 10 DMs of people asking for merch, we will put out merch.
Yeah.
Good point.
And do the three people who asked me count? Real people?
They're yes. Your family friends.
Family does count. Family and my dad already asked. So that's we have four.
Four. Okay. Right.
Anything you guys want to talk about for real?
The last thing, and not for real, but you got any good movie recommendations? Have you guys watched a movie lately that, you know, vibe?
That, so that movie Killers of the Flower, whatever, came out with the Leo. I gotta see that. Apparently
it's not on streaming, right?
No stream.
I watched that that Shia LaBeouf movie where they dig all the holes. That one's a good one.
Literally holes, you fucking moron.
He's just saying that. That's really Johnny. That's just Johnny being Johnny.
The problem is, dude, the problem is with that is Johnny probably watched Holes for the first time in like 2021. Oh. And he's like, yo, this movie's lit, dude. And
dude, what do you mean? I've carried Hector's urn at your mom's running up and down for like 15 years.
Drop me a rhyme at the end of the fucking movie. Drop me the rhyme. Drop me any one of their raps at the end of the movie because I could do every single one.
The raps? Well, like armpit or whatever that guy?
Yeah, hit me.
My name's Theodore.
No, that's not it. Okay.
If anybody from
A-R-M-P-I to the T, what is that? You smelling damn dog? That's me. Don't take showers and I don't brush my teeth. Dude, I know every single line in that entire movie.
That's if we have any listeners from Florida, I would love to talk to you and ask some questions because I have a lot of them. First of all, the drivers here are really bad. I'm just curious why. And that's where I'll start. I'll leave it at that. And if anybody can hit me up from Florida, and I got some questions to answer. I also need to learn Spanish. I think it's a thing.
Just do Duolingo or whatever that thing is called.
Yeah, but that's not genuine. I don't want to have to pull out my phone when talking to people. Like the guy.
How else are you going to learn? What are you going to do?
Avery, the only way you'll be a
Oh, no, I thought Duolingo is the one where like you just like hold it and it like.
Abe, the only way you'll be a true Miami in is if you show up to Muscle Beach tomorrow, no shirt, and just get some reps in.
I'm not there yet, brother.
Are you guys just trying to keep me here until like after 7?
Yeah, we have 15 minutes to go.
Are you texting on the side?
Yeah. No, my phone's actually inside.
It's a bit. We literally have a bit right now going.
No, but Cody and I are just so in sync. We're telepathic. My phone's literally inside, but him and I are brain to brain right now just saying,
the last thing I'll say, and then we'll let Johnny go because he's.
Are we also going to do another? We're going to do another intro on top of this.
Yeah, 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 100%.
No.
Well, maybe not me, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I won't be there either, but yeah, no, we'll do it. All right. So the last thing I want to say is outside of hockey right now, who's your favorite athlete?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's actually a good question. I like that, Cody.
Question.
Is that what I sounded like? Probably
a little bit.
I know who Johnny's is, and if he says it's not this guy, he's a fraud because Johnny, just trust me. You go first, Avery, and then I'll say who. I'm waiting to hear Johnny's.
You know what, man? I really love watching Tyreek Hill play. Like he's just a different. And I kind of wanted to go out of the box with this answer. Like I could have said to other guys, but. Something about like when he just gets the ball every single time, he's gonna make a play like as something special. So it's fun to watch him, and he gets involved with the fans when he scores a touchdown. I like it. He's got some pop to his game, and his speed is otherworldly.
Mm.
Who's yours, Cody? I'm still trying to think.
I'm not gonna say Aaron Judge, but like I do. If I'm saying from my teams, like I love Sauce Gardner. I think everything about his game is amazing. If I have to choose like a non-favorite team athlete, I love Joe Burrow. I'm a huge Joe Burrow fan. I mean, he's not been playing that well this year, but I just think he has so much swag to him.
Ooh, I got another one. Bryce Harper. He is so
fun. Oh, biggest mistake the Yankees have ever made in their entire life.
Oh, that's a good one.
God, dude. And him going on Pat McAfee and saying that he wanted to be a Yankee, maybe literally want to jump off this 30-story balcony.
Yeah.
It was the worst thing ever. It was like a dagger into my heart. Because, dude, that's a guy when you poke the bear, when you, like, agitate him, he actually shows up. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah,
that's a good one. I watched Bryce Harper's press conference when he just talked about how much he loved Philly, and that, like, fired me up so much. I thought that was
he's badass.
Yeah,
man.
He's definitely one of my three favorite, like, non-Yankees. And another one is who also has so much swag to him is Juan Soto. I think he's just an absolute baller.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still don't know who mine.
Dude, yes, you do. Just say it.
Who are you thinking for me?
Carlos Alcaraz, bro.
Oh, that's a good one. I do fuck with Alcaraz.
You see his face light up when you said that? One.
Yeah, because he tweeted like 17 different times. Carlos Alcaraz might be my favorite athlete right now.
I love his game. I don't know if I love like – I mean, he's obviously, you know, a pretty
– Tennis is sick, dude.
Tennis is sick.
Aussie Open in January.
Tennis is cool.
What?
The Australian Open in January.
You're going?
No. I was just saying. You want to go?
Cody's giving you an
update. That's a bucket list thing for me.
Should we just grab tickets, head to Australia?
That's a bucket list thing for me to go to Australian Open. That'd be sick. No, but I was trying to think of a basketball player.
I actually had to talk with my friends about this. You couldn't pay me $100 million to go to Australia.
Why? Because the flight's too long?
The bugs. The spiders. The spiders, dude.
The spiders are crazy.
These videos that use. All right. The only way I would go to Australia is if I would be staying in a building as high as mine and I wouldn't have to leave because I actually, you know what, Johnny, you want to go to Australia, so I don't even want to traumatize you. But the videos I've seen of the size, like, dude, literally the size of my head and I have a pretty big head.
You got a big dome. I've never seen anything about this.
Dude, people wake up and they're just on their wall and it's like the size of my head. It's ridiculous.
Dude, do you actually live in a box?
What?
Me?
Johnny. I've never seen anything about Australia. All right.
No,
he lives in Twitter and not much else. Clearly,
I don't want.
They also have zero exports. Like they're not really good for much.
Good honesty. Oh,
fuck it. I'll never go to Australia. They have no exports. Fuck that.
NBA, dude. I mean, Steph is a baller. I'm actually a huge Giannis guy. I love Giannis, even though I'm not an NBA.
The first person I thought of was Blake Griffin, honestly, but like he doesn't like play much.
Yo. Do you guys want to know a really quick funny story and then we can let Johnny go because he actually has 10 minutes and counting? It's hosted by the Hacking News.
Literally right, a charity event.
I know. You're right. You're right. Sorry.
What was hosted by?
The Hacking News. So
it's not like the creepy old guy and Family Guy when you do that.
I know. It's on purpose, dude. Or Whitey from 8 Crazy Nights.
Oh, I love Whitey. He's the best.
So when we were naming Griffin, dude, originally, like, for at least a month, we had his first and middle name, and it was going to be Griffin Blake, and then I realized Blake Griffin, and I was like, we're not
like that, though.
I know, but, dude, he would get so much shit growing up.
What's his middle name now again? Sorry, I should know this. Yeah, that's Blake's way better than James, dude.
Not Griffin Blake. Fucking
Griffin James?
You can't name your kid Griffin Blake, bro.
You can't name your kid Griffin James, dude.
I did. James Bond, fucking moron. Frankel. You fucking moron.
Whatever you say.
James Bond Frankel. All
right, can I leave?
No. You.
Are we done?
Yeah, I want to go. And we'll do another intro after. So thank you guys for listening to this fucking nonsense. And we'll talk Rangers right now. All right, so sorry to disappoint everybody. It's just Cody and I for the next few minutes. We were supposed to record with Jeremy Roenick tonight. Avery's out on the golf course with our good buddies AJ and Alex. And, you know, we still wanted to record something. So Cody and I are going to hop on, talk about last night's Seattle game, which we both caught about the first and second period. I think, you know, the two of us passed out Saturday night, didn't make it for the third period. But obviously we saw the highlights and saw Vinny Trocheck's. Yeah, so pathetic that we couldn't stay up. But we're gonna do our best to stay up for the next four games on the road. Obviously, you know, a lot of late nights this coming week for the Rangers. So gotta get the rest in when we can. But Cody, do you have anything you want to say before I read this little DM that we got from one of our listeners?
No, the only thing I want to say is so Avery was on the golf course, as you said, dude, all day today. Did you see the joke I made about Alex just having the worst swing ever?
I missed a lot. I woke up to so many texts in that group chat. I missed a lot of it. I didn't really go back and read it either. Yeah, I honestly, I saw my name and I didn't even go back
and read it. Avery just sent me like 7 pics today of just Alex in the bushes picking up his ball. Seven different holes, dude. It was so funny.
That's pretty funny. And just for people, just for the reference, Alex Castiglia is the brother of AJ who – you know, they run Blue York and you guys see a lot of their videos and stuff that they make. So
yeah, AJ drops the dope hype videos.
If you're unaware of who they are, that's who we're talking about. But I want to read this DM from Palmer Gross. All right. And he said, yo, great win last night. Just want to put some respect to my man, Vincent Trocheck's name after he was bashed by Aves the other day. First off, Sean Avery, love you, bud. But to quote The Rock, shut your mouth and know your role, jabroni. Troach has done nothing but be a hard-nosed, gritty, great teammate. Your rant was unwarranted and out of nowhere. Chill out before the current New York Rangers number 16 comes knocking on your door. LOL. Please read this shit, or at least stick up for Troach in the next pod. That Sean Avery rant was fucking whack as balls. LFGR. What a great DM. I love that.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Whoever you are, I liked it.
Palmer Gross. I just said
Palmer Gross. My only critique is Avery would kick the living shit out of Trocheck. But I agree. Put some respect on the name.
Yeah.
Tro's the man. And, you know, we have him long term. So let's hope this guy keeps thriving and dominating in New York and getting us to the playoffs and scoring some big goals.
So another thing I also want to say, like on that topic, I saw a couple people, and I'm not gonna point them out.
Just point them out. Tell me name.
I don't want to do it. But I saw people like, you know, obviously there were people who saw the video Sean Avery about Trocheck, and you know, other people who might not even know what we're talking about. But if you listen to the last podcast, you should know. But there are people saying that like the beat reporter should ask Trocheck about the video. Where I'm like, listen, if Trocheck brings it up on his own, good. But like if that's something, like he's not concerned about what fucking John Avery has to say, I don't think, you know. I personally wouldn't want to be the one to bring that to his attention if he's not even aware of it. So I just wanted to clear that and say, like, I'm probably not going to ask Trocheck about that, and I don't plan on it. And I don't know if anyone else is planning on it. And these are the things that go through our heads, because listen, like, you know, as beat reporters, you are trying to establish and maintain like good relationships with the players. And obviously there are times where you have to call them out on your own. Yeah. And times where you have to bring things up, but this one is just seems unnecessary to bring up or even ask about. So
yeah, and it's not like Tro grew up a Rangers fan.
Yeah, you
know what I mean, like he doesn't give a shit about Sean Avery or his takes. And you know, Avery, love him, hate him, he's a controversial guy, has good takes, has bad takes. But you know, this is one I even said to you when he first called it out, I completely disagree with, because. Mm-hmm. Even though they didn't throw down the gloves, like they still threw hands. The whole team threw hands. Like you can't be, you saw, I saw what you posted on our Instagram and I retweeted it.
That little like war video thing
was
or whatever.
Yeah. The art picture was awesome because it was like the whole team was throwing hands. So I don't know how you can ever critique a team doing that, especially coming off a win. Like that rules.
Well,
so,
also just to defend Trocheck even more, like I thought he was the only guy that showed up in that game against Nashville. I didn't think anyone was really playing that hard. And Trocheck's a guy. What's up?
That's the one game this season I missed. And I guess I can never miss a game again because that's the game we got.
Yeah, it was terrible. So, but Trocheck's a guy who you never have to worry about the effort he's going to bring every night. Like, I think that's, you know, what makes him so valuable is that you know exactly what you're getting out of any Trocheck every single time he steps on the ice. And you know, maybe there's games where he hasn't produced or put up points, but he's always working hard. He's always making things happen, winning faceoffs. Like, you know, Trocheck is a guy that I think maybe Ranger fans underappreciate a little bit too much just because he's not as flashy as some of the other guys are.
Yeah.
But he gets shit done, man. And he's a good, strong, solid 200-foot player that you need come playoff time. And I know he only had 1 point in the series last year against New Jersey, but I'm telling you, like in his second year under Laviolette, like Trocheck's going to thrive. And I think, you know, it's starting to show a little bit more and more. We're only 5 games in or 4 games in.
Cup or bust. That's it. Let's go, baby.
Yeah. But credit to Trocheck. Thank you, Palmer, for bringing that up to our attention. We probably would have said something about it anyway, but I love that DM, fired me up. So thanks for sending that in. As far as the Kraken game goes itself, like obviously Heedle's first 3-point game, Lafreniere gets a big
pause. Goal. Talk about the kids, period. Like the three kids had all played unreal.
Yeah, I had another funny text. I got Heedle, so many texts that I woke up to because I missed
Gordie Howe hat trick.
No,
I know. I'm just kidding. He just had 3 apples.
I got a text from
a friend. I want to see if you catch me, but you did.
I got a text from a friend. Are you wet? Kako and Laugh. I like Heedle. I always have. I think Quinny sort of riding him helped him in the long run. But yeah, all three kids had a great game. And I guess I was supposed to be horny about it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Anything more on the Kraken game?
Yeah. I mean, I thought Jonathan Quick looked really good.
Yeah.
He didn't get tested that much. I mean, there's only 19 shots against him. But he looked completely sound and like he was on his A game, and you know, no concerns there. You know, the Kraken are off to a really rough start, but they're still a really good team. I mean, they're still a really good team, the same team as last year. You know, and they have a good coach, and I think a win like that, especially on a road trip that's to come, where we have 3 pretty grueling games coming up this week, you know, I think it's pretty important to start off on the right foot. And I personally couldn't ask more from really anyone. I thought the defense played great. I thought offense played great. I thought goalie played great. And, you know, it gives Shesterkin a game to kind of rest up there and regroup and then attack Calgary tomorrow night.
Good for Quickie, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's got to feel good. And I felt bad that he was thrown into the fire in that Nashville game, making his first appearance as Ranger.
And he played good, too. He played good there, too.
It just got to suck, though. You know, you dream of that moment, and then you're thrown in down 4-0. Like, obviously, I'm sure, you know, he'll take any chance he can get to play at Madison Square Garden in a Rangers uniform. But, like, you know, I felt bad that that was, like, his entrance to the team.
Facts.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, we can talk about these games coming up, too. Like, the game Tuesday night against Calgary, 9:45 puck drop. It's a part of that ESPN Frozen Frenzy, which is going to be really exciting.
What is that? Is that the Red Zone thing?
Yeah, every team is playing 16
games.
That's
debuting now?
Tuesday night.
No way. Dude, I thought they were talking about that for like next season.
No. It's this Tuesday.
No way.
Yeah. And I'm pissed because I have a men's league playoff roller hockey game at 7:30, so I'll miss a little bit. If it wasn't a playoff game, I'd miss it, but it's a playoff game.
Honestly, dude.
If it wasn't a playoff game, I'd miss it. But I'm only going to miss, you know.
I love how you didn't correct me there because you know they don't need you. All right.
They fucking need me, bro.
Yeah, okay. No, that's sick, dude. So
yeah, it's really exciting.
Can you maybe elaborate for some people, myself included, who don't really understand like what it is? Obviously, it's going to show every power play, every goal, all that stuff. But like, you know.
Okay, so the Frozen Frenzy is the NHL's version of the NFL Red Zone. They're doing it for the first time on Tuesday night, hosted by John Buccigross on ESPN. The games are going to be, you know, all the games are going to be on ESPN Plus. So if you want to watch a game individually, you can. But from my understanding, they're just going to bounce around from
in
all
market
the live...
to go in market games.
I believe so.
Whoa.
They're going to bounce around. So the first game is at 6:00. So it's a 6:00 puck drop. There's hockey on the entire night, staggered starts, and I think that's the important thing too. So like, it's Maple Leafs and Capitals at 6 p.m. Then there's Ducks, Blue Jackets, 6:30, Sabres, Senators, 6:45, Hurricanes, Lightning, 7, Devils, Canadians, 7:15, Stars, Penguins, 7:30, Sharks, Panthers, 7:45, Avalanche, Islanders, 8 p.m., Kraken, Red Wings, 8:15, Bruins, Blackhawks, 8:30, Blues, Jets, 8:45, Oilers, Wild, 9:00, Canucks, Preds, 9:15, Coyotes, Kings, 10:30, Flyers, Golden Knights, 11 p.m., and the Rangers are in between there at 9:45. In Calgary. So just crazy. Like, that's there's wild. Hockey on the entire, you're not going to have to sit through any intermission if you want. You
that's
watch
wild.
Hockey.
Yeah,
all
I'm
night.
Looking at it right now. That's crazy. Well, so is it going to be every single night moving forward?
No. This is like a, you know, this is like a once in a blue moon. Is that the saying, right?
Oh. Okay.
I think they're testing it out and they might do it sporadically throughout the season, but it's not going to be like an every week thing.
I see. Okay.
Maybe like once a month.
Oh, okay. That's unfortunate.
But what's also shitty about
it, you have to probably subscribe to ESPN Plus, right?
Well, that's a huge pitch to get people to do that.
For once a month though.
But also what's shitty about it is that the NBA starts Tuesday night.
So yeah, but dude,
there's only two games, but
like we've talked about. Nobody cares about basketball, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, those are two pretty good games. So I'll probably watch a little bit of basketball too. But yeah, I'm excited to watch the Frozen Frenzy. It's going to be sick. And I forgot Frenzy's what we were talking cool. about before that.
We were talking about the kids, the Kraken game. It all went well. Mm-hmm. You started talking a little bit about Calgary. I actually haven't really been paying attention to Calgary. How have they started this year?
They've been a little rocky. They're playing right now against Detroit and not looking very good.
Detroit's looked good this
year. Detroit looks amazing. Solid. Yeah.
Interesting. All right. So I want to talk for a second about, you know, I know we have a bunch of questions, so I don't want to get too in depth into it, but I do think, you know, six games into the season.
Five.
We're only 3-2. Oh my gosh. It's going slow. Okay. Well, five games into the season.
Fast.
What?
I think it's going fast. 45 games.
Okay. Okay. So 5 games into the season, we're 3-2. And I think the kids are all looking really, really good. I mean, you know, Kako's looked really good. He hasn't even broken out offensively yet. I think he only has like one.
I love when you always say broken out or breakout or.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what, unfortunately, we haven't had anybody really break out yet in terms of, you know, the kids. So once one of them breaks out, I won't have to say it anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, they all started really strong this year. And Hedl especially, I mean, he's building on his strong season last year. And, yeah, I mean, that said, let's get into the questions, but I just wanted to give a call out to the kids because they're looking good.
I'm sure that'll be a question that we have anyway, but the first one's from Rob Tob. Do you think every team is a wagon in your mind? This is like a joke because I just tweeted the Red Wings are a wagon, and I
Red Wings have been a wagon, dude.
What?
The Red Wings have been a wagon. I had them in the playoffs last year, remember? And they sucked.
Yeah, but right now they're like a legit wagon.
Yeah, I knew they'd be I see the future.
The Islanders are not a wagon, so.
Nope, and neither are the Devils. Fuck them.
Devils are kind of a wagon.
Shut up.
Jack Hughes is playing sick right now.
Dude, he literally has the most points in the NHL.
Yeah. Like, well, that's insane. Now I think Larkin and DeBrincat tied him, but.
It's crazy.
I mean, all right, so the next one from M. Hirsch 1414. Thoughts on Blake Wheeler's play plus overall impact up to this point?
Yeah, he hasn't played that well, quite frankly. You know, we're only five games in. So luckily he's got 77 games to show us what he's got this year. He's a vet min, so it is what it is. And the rest of the team's playing well. So I think that's all we can really ask for. Circling back to what I initially said, he's a vet. And, you know, he's been around this league a long time. He's going to figure it out. He's going to be just fine. He's going to start scoring some goals, shooting some pucks a little bit more. And, you know, I think it'll all click for him. I think he really just needs to get acclimated to his new team a little bit.
I said this on the Hot Stove on Saturday, an NHL Network radio show, that I think Wheeler also is adjusting to playing a different role for the first time in his career, where he's not a top six forward getting power play minutes. Like, he was taking off PP2. You know, he's only getting, like, I think right now it's a little bit over 12 minutes a night is his time on ice average. So, that's, you know, crazy. not a ton of ice time. Again, you know, he's playing with Cooley and Trocheck, who, you know, Cooley's a younger guy that is just trying to, you know, make a name for himself right now, keep things simple, not make mistakes, not necessarily overcomplicate or do too much out there. Trocheck, again, just trying to be that responsible third line center. So I don't think the offensive output is his fault, personally.
Yeah. The line hasn't broken out yet, period.
Yeah.
I mean, that whole line is, you know, they haven't broken out yet. And I know I keep saying broken out, but
that's like your seventh time already.
It's okay. I'm tired. Yeah, I think they just need to have, you know, get on a streak here, go on a little bit of a tear, and I think the rest will all fall into place.
Well, another thing on Wheeler, too, is that, you know, he came to this team as a, you know, a leader in Winnipeg, obviously, you know, had the C stripped from him a couple years ago and still don't really know the reason as to why. But, you know, I don't know if he maybe feels as responsible leadership-wise on this team just because there's so many older dudes. So maybe it's just like an adjustment. And listen, he's, you know, living in New York City now for the first time. Like, there's a lot of changes, and you know, like Cody said, we're only five games in, so still a lot of time here, but he definitely looks a little bit of a step behind, so hopefully he can pick that up as we get going.
Yeah.
The next one is from Jackknife 82. Lindgren being out of the lineup shows how valuable he is. Should the Rangers sign him long term despite his playing style could wear him down later in his career? I think about how Girardi's contract didn't age well, but Girardi was in his 30s when he signed that extension. It's a pretty good point
first there.
It's a pretty good point. So obviously Lindgren is a guy who I think it's never safe to say he's going to be fully healthy every season. So I see that it's a huge risk to sign him to a long-term contract where you don't know year to year what his health situation is going to look like. But then again, obviously he's so important to this team. And I think a guy that puts his body on the line every night like Lindgren does, and, you know, a guy who's well-liked in the locker room and is a leader on this team, even if he doesn't wear an A, I think it's super important to have one of those. And he's still only, I believe, 25. Or 26. Do you know how old he is, Cody? Can you check that quick?
Lindgren?
Yeah.
I think he's 26.
I think he's a 98 birth year.
Oh, good spot right there. He's 25 years old.
25. Yeah. So listen, a long term extension is what, like 60? Is that what we count long term? 6 years? Like 6 years?
Five years.
Yeah. So you get him through his prime. You know, he finishes that contract at 30, 31 years old. I think that's worth it.
I agree with you. I just have no idea how they'll be able to possibly make it work. There's just, I mean, so let's hypothetically speaking, what does
your armchair GM guys? This is all you.
Yeah, no, but I'm asking you a question. What does a Lindgren extension look like? I mean, right now, I think what is he, 3.3 a year, something like that?
I believe so. I would say like $4 million a year or $4.5 million a year for.
Yeah, I would say that's very fair for him. Where do they get that money? I don't know. I mean,
yeah, I don't know that part.
Moving Barclay Gaudreau gets them that money. Yeah, so that's going to be an interesting story to watch because they're going to have to make a move, you know, They do not want to let Ryan Lindgren get to free agency. Because once he gets to free agency, once he can start talking to other teams, like, there's a good chance he might be gone. So I would look for that story, you know, throughout this year. And I've seen a bunch of beat reporters consistently post the Rangers should have around $3 million around the trade deadline. But
I haven't posted that, but other ones.
That's because you don't know. You can't count. so, you know, that's another thing to like look out for, right? Like they need to manage their money properly, especially knowing that, you know, Ryan Lindgren's a fan favorite and fans are going to want him back. I want him back. I'm sure you want him back. I mean, you see how the defense plays when he's not in that lineup. So, you know, that's something that's going to be interesting to see. And I don't think he's going to take some type of a hometown discount. I like can't imagine he will. It's his chance to get paid. Who knows how he'll be as a, you know, 31-year-old defenseman taking punishment for six more years. You know what I mean?
He deserves it too. He deserves all the money.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go to the next one from NY Rocky. Now that it's been a few weeks with the new coach, any big differences you've noticed between him and Potato Head Gigi?
Potato Head. That's a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the very similar type of style, but different, like same but different.
Same but different.
Yeah. I mean, obviously the trap's very different. We're not used to playing that way in a long time. You know, and I think Laviolette seems like somebody who's really looking to hold players accountable. I think Gigi danced around that a little bit too much and, you know, wanted to be that player's coach and protect his guys. Not that Lavi doesn't, but you know, I think he's going to hold guys accountable who aren't playing well. I think he's going to really give them that type of, you know, fierce push that they need and they haven't gotten in the last few years. So again, it's early, it's been 5 games, but so far that's the differences I've been seeing.
Well, I think the biggest difference right now is that there hasn't been any line juggling, which is nice to see.
Which is amazing. You're right. That's been a dream. It's been a dream.
I know you didn't watch that Nashville game, but I literally turned to Matt Mugno after the first period, and I was like, if Gallant was the coach right now, we'd see the kid line start in the second period.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's, you know, and again, I think when things aren't going well in a game, it's good to make adjustments and just try to switch things up to see what can click. But also, I like that Laviolette sticking to his guns and trying to see if these combinations can work. And there are a lot right now that are paying off. Like, you watch 10-72 and 13 play right now, they're buzzing. And if they have a bad game, doesn't mean you have to separate them. It just make them learn from it and see what they do the next night. So I think that's been a big adjustment, just noticeably between Gallant and Laviolette so far, is that Laviolette's more of a, you know, I think process driven coach, whereas Gallant was more of the results driven coach. And, you know, I think Laviolette understands that, you know, these games are one at a time. And that's a question that I asked him last week, was how important that Nashville game was before a 5-game road trip. And he, you know, basically had an answer of, tonight's game is the most important game because it's tonight's game and there's a chance for 2 points. Mm-hmm. And I think that's his mindset, is just going into each night and only thinking about that game, only thinking about that opponent, only thinking about that shift, only thinking about that result. So I think that's huge for Laviolette. And, you know, obviously the noticeable things that you see on the ice too, I think a little bit more, are Panarin shooting the puck. You know, I think there's a little bit less of cuteness from this Rangers group so far this year. There were cases of, you know, Mika not being much of a shooter. Especially I think back to that Nashville game, Mika had a chance down the slot and he passed it up to Kako like on the goal line. And I was like, why the hell is he not shooting that puck? But that's just like, you know, a one-off kind of thing. I would like to see Kako and Lafreniere be a little bit more shoot first. And hopefully Laviolette can get that out of them. But yeah, I think there's been a lot of positives so far from Laviolette. The way he communicates with the guys seems to be clicking very well. You know, obviously that little line brawl there and Vinny Chocek dropping the gloves, and we've seen the players mix it up a little bit more. So Laviolette's a much better motivator. And I think, you know, that's what I've noticed early on so far.
Dope.
So the next one is from Jerry. Preference on VZ or Pitlick in the lineup? Does it even matter?
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I mean, I don't really, I honestly, we have such bigger things to worry about than like a fourth line, who's going to get scratched and who's going to play out of those guys. Neither one of them are, you know, a game breaker at this point in their career. You know, whoever's playing better, Let him just ride it out.
I think Vesey might have some more offensive upside. I think Pitlick might be the better skater, but I think Vesey is just overall better hockey player. Okay. So I'd preferably like to see Vesey in there, but again,
cool.
You know, not the biggest thing right now. But yeah, I'd prefer Vesey over Pitlick. Next one from Joe Albanese. How do you see the kids thus? I know they had a big night last night. I think he meant thus far, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that a little bit. I think they're all playing pretty well. It's very early, but they're all producing offensively. You know, Kako obviously just started last night, but I think it's something we haven't really seen before. So it's really nice. You know, we're used to going 20 games stretches without seeing much offense from them. You know, and then there'll be a little flurry of offense. So it'd be really nice if, you know, each one of them can kind of build on what they've been doing consistently and scoring some goals and, you know, getting some assists.
I'm not going to lie. I don't want to say I'm like disappointed, but I expected a little bit more from Kako early on just because of the preseason he had.
Yeah.
But Lafreniere has been a massive, you know, surprise in a good way from the preseason that he had. So.
Yeah, I'll take that. I wouldn't go that far. He has 2 points.
No, but he's looked just so much.
Yeah, more yeah, he's looked way better. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. He's looked way better. You know, I think Kako's looked really good. I just think he hasn't gotten hit. You know, he hasn't lit up the stat sheet yet. To say he won't get there, no. I mean, I think he will. I think he just needs to keep shooting and, you know, keep playing his game. But I think he's played 4 out of 5 pretty good games of hockey. So.
Yeah, I'd like to see, like I said before, I'd like to see Lafreniere shoot the puck a little bit more. He only has 5 shots on goal right now through 5 games, so a little bit more aggressiveness from him in that regard. But Hedl and Kako both look really confident, and Kako, I think, you know, like I said, I thought maybe he'd have a hotter start, but 1 goal, 1 assist in 5 games, playing first-line minutes, not really getting much power play opportunity, but second unit looks is fine, and hopefully the points will come. This one is from NY Sport. Sporta fan 199. Ready for this? Would you rather have the playoff games on NBC or TNT? I don't really.
I guess you mean in terms like of the analysts, panel? Like in terms of you know calling like the game. Yeah.
Like Doc Emmerich, is that kind of where you think?
Well, I think he also means like in terms of who's calling the game, right?
Yeah,
like,
but there's no NBC anymore, so that's why I'm confused.
NBC Sports.
No, there's no NBC. Hockey does not belong to NBC at all.
So there's your answer.
No, but I don't know if it's like, would you rather the NBC crew that used to call them do it, which was like Doc, but like, I don't know. I mean, I love TNT, so I don't really know.
You hate Biz though. So
no, I love Biz, love TNT, love the entire crew, love Kenny Albert.
Yeah, Kenny's the man, dude.
So I don't really know.
So all right, so we're. Johnny's team TNT.
Yes. Okay. This one's from Gallup. How do we feel about the boys mucking it up as a goon squad this season? I'm feeling the bully puck.
Okay. I mean, I don't think they're a goon squad. I think they've definitely got some bite to them, and I think that's really important. I think every cup team needs to have some bite to them. Every cup team has had some bite to them. You know, so I'm loving what I'm seeing so far. I mean, I don't think they're going out there starting fights every night. But you know, it's not something I'm really against, honestly. The more feistiness for this squad, the better, honestly.
That clip of them last night in Seattle, just like absolutely running a show on Yanni Gourde. And listen, like Kreider hits him from behind, Foxy kind of hits him from behind, but Gourde somewhat starts shit with the bench. Like he goes to Trocheck and kind of punches Trocheck while Trocheck's standing on the bench. And then, you know, everyone kind of comes in and responds. I thought that was great. Like seeing Foxy kind of mix it up was great. You don't really see that a lot. So listen, I think if they have each other's back, it's huge. Like we saw it against Arizona at the end of that game. And then, you know, that's when Sean Avery made his comments. And then I thought there wasn't any of that against Nashville. So maybe that's a big part of their response, but yeah, I mean, I like to see them muck it up a little bit. Do I want to see that every game? I don't think it's necessary, but always happy to see the guys sticking up for each other. And then the last one is from Joe Schmosif the 17th. Is Hedl about to never look back? 70-plus points? Question mark.
I mean, that would be crazy. You know, that would be a dream.
I said 30 goals before the year.
Yeah, I don't
see right now. But.
Yeah, I don't see 30 goals. I definitely see over 20. How many did he have last year? He had 17, 18?
Last year, I think he had 22.
Did he have 22 goals?
Yeah, last I think year? He had 22 goals, 23 assists last year.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. I think you're right. Okay, yeah. I could see him having 25 goals if he goes on a tear. 30 would be sick. And 70 points would be even more sick. Yeah, but
he looks insanely confident right now.
Yeah, I mean, he played an unbelievable game last night, and, you know, the three apple showed, so.
I actually want to read, I think Fitz had a pretty good tweet about Hedl today. Yeah, Fitz tweeted, the playoff reps from 2022 have legit changed the trajectory of Hedl's career. Got his confidence back after a rough year, carried it over to last season, got his bag, and is now getting his first extended top six opportunity. Couldn't be happier for the kid. It's very true. He looks great.
That's it. That's all we got.
Yeah.
No more questions?
That's it.
Okay. So now that the questions are done, do you have any other Ranger news? Because otherwise I want to talk to you about fantasy football for a sec.
I don't give a shit about fantasy football, but no.
Aren't you in like four leagues?
I'm in one.
And how's that team doing?
I don't really pay attention to fantasy football. But if you want to talk about it, go ahead. I'm just not going to listen.
I hope you stub your toe on a Lego.
What do you got?
No, I don't want to. I don't.
You don't want to say it?
I only need to share knowledge with somebody who knows fantasy football. So
okay, fair enough. Well, the Rangers play Tuesday night, which is part of Frozen Frenzy at 9:45. Thursday night in Edmonton at 9 o'clock, and then Saturday night 10 p.m. again in Vancouver, and then Monday we'll finish out the road trip at 7:30 against the Jets. So four away games this week, or three, I guess, this week before you hear from us next. We should have Roenick on at some point. I would say either this week or next week. We talked to Michael Delzato as well, who should be coming on Wednesday. Doing that? What?
Do you hear that? Did you hear that both times?
No.
Dude. Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
He kept saying NHL pre-play. NHL pre-play. Oh, okay.
I'm not hearing that at all.
Wow, that was great.
But, yeah. So, stay tuned. Hope you guys have a great week. And, Cody, send it off.
LFGR, baby. Tune into Frozen Frenzy.